what you're thinking. I said that this was going to come out so much sooner than it did. I lied. I'm sorry. I'm just now getting to editing this. It's February 1st. Happy February. Happy Black History Month. I just didn't feel like editing it because we literally talked for 2 hours, which is quite a long time. And I'm making this into 2 episodes. So you get double the Tyler. We talk about Sondheim, and that's all being moved to another episode because I feel like Sondheim and Tyler Joseph Ellis deserve their own episode. Other than that, not much has been going on. I've learned how to crochet, so I'm currently attempting to make my own hat. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see my journeys with that. Also picked up the violin again because I own one and I've not touched it in at least 2 or 3 months. Do I actually know how to play violin? Kind of, sort of, not really. I took a few years when I was like 4. So that's really exciting. I'm trying to think about if there's anything else that's kind of new. Oh, well, if you aren't doing anything February 16th, I'm making my 54 Below debut in Back to School Night, so join us for some fun musical moments that are in musicals that have school settings. Directed by my good friend Moana Poyer, and music direction by the wonderful James Striska. It'll be super exciting. Lots of lovely vocalists, fun singers. So that's February 16th. Get your tickets now. Use the code SCHOOL5 for $5 off. But I also totally understand if you don't go, because Tyler and I even talk about the expenses that are a 54 Below show. So, you know what? I get you with that. I do. Though I'm sure there'll be a video somewhere if you really want to see me perform. Other than that, I have nothing else new. I am still binge watching Abbott Elementary. We're on watch number 3 because there's only 2 seasons and the second one isn't even over. But I totally recommend that show. It's my favorite show. Oh, and I've started back watching Grey's Anatomy on season 8 now of 2,345. So that'll be really interesting. Also knowing that Ellen Pompeo is leaving is really interesting. Just like knowing that at some point she will be leaving. Like, I know who leaves and when they leave. So I'm like, okay, I have a few more seasons with Christina. I have a few more seasons with Callie. Those two are my favorites. Anyway, no one asked for this information, but that's my update. Enjoy this conversation with Tyler, and I will see you for the next episode when it's all Sondheim. We're going to kind of edit a little bit of it so that it makes sense, because we jump around with Sondheim stuff a lot in this. And again, with this episode, sorry if it doesn't make too much sense, because we popped in and out of Sondheim all the time, but I didn't want to like force you to, I guess I'm not forcing you or anything, but I didn't want you to listen to the same thing twice. So if it jumps, skips ahead, it's because somewhere in there we've talked about Sondheim. And if you want to hear about our talk about whatever show that was, wait till next week. You'll hear it in the next episode. Okay, that's it. Enjoy.
I remember is the secret is like speak into it like this, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, close. Yeah. Don't be afraid. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah. Because these are those weird.
The
these
one
are like
directional
concert mics. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, pretty much.
Perfect.
We should make drinks. Do you want to drink?
Oh, what are you drinking?
I was going to make I have wine that I can also open. There's
what
wine.
Were you going to do?
I was either going to do wine or I have ginger beer and bourbon.
And bourbon? Mm-hmm. Who are you?
And there's Sam Polly's Fireball.
I was going to say, I was like, Sam Polly's Happy Holidays Fireball. Let's, I'll do the wine.
Okay. Because
we'll bourbon, wine. I think, I don't even know what that does to my body. So. Cheers. 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 Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers. Are we starting? Are we going?
Yeah.
Is it real now?
I guess so. Okay. We're here. I'm here. With Tyler.
Ooh,
I was
yum.
Sitting and sipping some Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yes.
Aged in a bourbon barrel.
Apparently.
So fancy.
So fancy.
Bought from
Port Authority.
The Port Authority West Terminal. Wine shop.
I love it. No, it's where all the fancy people get their wine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I walked in and I was like, I like a Cab Sav. And
okay.
I'm just looking for something because my friend's coming. and we want some wine. And he was like, this, totally. And
I was great. Like, it's yummy.
Thank you for not giving me the most expensive bottle on the shelf.
They know what's up. This if they see, so... what are you doing? Did you just spill on yourself?
No, this is from the freaking HelloFresh box.
Oh, got it. Like, yeah, we're killing it today.
We are. It's great. I think that bottle was... like $17?
Oh, it looks so fancy. For those, because I know this isn't a visual medium. For those who can't see, it's like I'm seeing gold. I'm seeing perhaps silver as well.
And it's a corked bottle of wine.
Yeah, it's not even a twist top.
It's not a twist top. So
yeah, so wow, we're rolling with
the... We're being real fancy.
Yeah, yeah. This is real now. This is huge. An adult podcast.
Yes. Okay, well, first off, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Tyler Joseph Ellis is my full name. I would go by Tyler Ellis, but Tyler Ellis is a famous, bag designer, like a luxury designer and a woman. Gorgeous, actually. So Tyler Ellis wasn't going to be it. So Tyler Joseph Ellis is my full name. What else do you want to know? What else do you want to know about me?
If you don't know who Tyler is, well, was introduced to you through TikTok,
yeah,
I think,
yeah.
Probably.
I'm on the app.
And you have like just a few, like two or three followers. It's nothing big.
Yes. Yeah. A few.
Nothing. Just a few. And your content is amazing.
Thank
I'm obsessed
you.
With your content.
Oh my God. That is so nice.
I
Thank
don't ever
you.
Know how TikTok works. Like TikTok doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to the people running it. Like one knows how it works.
But there are a few. Well, I guess a lot of people have actually like figured it out.
Yeah,
but it
sort of.
Every month,
but just when you think you've got, yeah, exactly. Just when you think you've gotten the hang of it, you're like, this is what people want to see. This is what, you know, the algorithm likes or whatever, something, you will post a video that you are certain will do well.
And
then
it
takes.
Views. Yeah.
So, you know, it keeps you on your toes, which is nice, but also incredibly frustrating.
It does. And my favorite thing is... My thing is Six and Wicked, which is fine.
My thing is Six and Wicked.
I love Six and Wicked, and people love hearing me sing Six and Wicked.
Oh, good, yeah.
But there are only so many songs in Six.
Yeah. Do you want to hear something sad? I've never seen it.
You should.
Seen so many things. I've seen a few things multiple times on the Broadway, but something about Six, I've never been offered a free ticket to it, and that show is so expensive.
I have never been offered a free ticket either.
Oh, my God.
But
bless
I've
you.
Still seen it six times.
Oh my,
and
six,
I've only
six.
Been one. I've only had one lotto win.
Okay. I bet that lottery is fierce competition.
The fact that I even like the lottery that I won was some random Saturday, I think.
You got it on a Saturday?
Yes. And it was right before the Harry Styles concert too. It was like Harry Styles was here, which meant like if you're like a Harry Styles fan and you're probably like kind of a musical theater fan, like Six would be the show that you would go and
see.
Yeah,
of course.
And I was like, how did I get
you
two
got
tickets?
It.
My best friend was here because she was here to see Harry Styles.
Oh my God, that's fate
and
that
I
you're able
like,
to take your friend.
You get to come and see one of like the musicals that I am dying to be
oh
in.
Oh my gosh.
It was so fun. It was like one of the last times that I saw the girls, the original.
Yeah, I mean,
girls.
I clearly missed the boat on that. But I hear the current cast is amazing.
They're really good. It's so completely different.
Which is I love that I'm speaking on a show I've never seen. But I think that's kind of cool. I feel like it does, it allows for... You know, because it's one, really short, and two, it's everyone sort of has their moment. It allows for different vocal styles and
absolutely.
That kind of thing.
Well, I had seen the original girls. I saw the original Broadway cast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was living in Chicago at the time going to school,
yes.
But I was in New York City, I guess, to visit. I don't really know why I was here. But
Do we? Yeah, any of us know why we're here?
And I saw the touring cast when they first came because they started in Chicago, the first national
That
tour.
I know. Yes.
And I was like, this is a whole new show. This is a completely different
show.
Wow.
It like changes that much?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't change. It's just like every single person's vibe and the way they read each character is so completely different.
Do you find yourself beholden to the original? You're like, oh, I kind of love the original choices. Or does someone, do you kind of like being surprised?
No, because like they're all so different. Also, because it's a pop musical. Mm-hmm. And they're like, rip your face off.
Oh my God. I've
like
seen some clips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're all like required. They do like basically like a boot camp of just riffing.
Really? That would be, you're describing my worst nightmare because I am, I'm trained like on the Golden Age stuff, on Stephen Sondheim. I'm trained, you know, on, you know, some of the later things, like give me a Jeanine Tesori score, like a Jason Robert Brown score. But as soon as you get into, no, this is pure pop.
Jason Robert Brown is like the nice like melody.
He rides a line. Yeah. Yes. And no, they, yeah.
Yeah. Well, because like the scene, Heart of Stone.
Mm-hmm. That
she
song
has
I know.
Whole like thing in
oh,
the middle.
Oh, huge.
And every single one of their riffs are different.
Well, that's fun. I get it because that's...
And so it's so different.
Yeah. It reminds me, I feel like so recently, so many casts, I mean, you look at something like Hamilton or like Dear Evan Hansen, people were so like, did you see the original cast? People were so beholden to that, which is unfortunate because that often means like you had to have like the funds to be
right,
able to see the original
see
cast.
It.
But
or
I feel like...
Watching a bootleg.
Yeah, watch a bootleg. But I feel like Six is sort of doing what Wicked's always done, and that you want to see Wicked regardless almost, and you want to see what all these other Elphabas and Glindos are doing, and same with Six, I guess. And I appreciate that maybe we're starting to get more of those, because it sucks when a show rides so heavily on the
I
original
think it's
cast.
The same with like Anne Juliet. Like Anne Juliet.
Oh,
is
I'm seeing it on Wednesday.
Different.
I'm so excited.
It's so good.
I'm excited. I'm really.
I've only seen it twice. I saw Rachel Webb.
Okay.
Understudy, and yeah. I saw Lorna. I want to say I got tickets like right when tickets came out.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm excited for this.
Yeah,
I walked
yeah.
in knowing literally nothing about the show.
I know nothing. All I know is that it's what Max Martin using.
Yeah.
Is that right? I said it with such confidence, and then was like, no. But I have a friend in it that made her Broadway debut in the show, which is really exciting.
Nice.
And then, you know, I'm just excited. I'm going to a little pre-event this coming Wednesday and then seeing the show. So I will let you know how I enjoy it.
I am excited for you to see it because
yeah.
it's so... Katie Garrity was on the first episode of our podcast.
Katie.
I fucking love Katie.
Oh.
Which is also funny because she comes up in literally every episode because I'm like, Katie Garrity said this.
But of course.
But
I mean, was in Anne Juliet.
She was in Anne Juliet in the Toronto run, and she described the show as like the Mamma Mia of our generation.
Oh, that's fun. That's
and
cool.
And I was like, that is so true.
Because
I mean, like,
Mamma Mia,
one band,
it feels like it wasn't
writer.
That long ago, but it was. That
it
was like early aughts. That
yeah.
was a long, that was
well,
a while ago.
And I forget that the musical came first. I always forget.
Oh, you think the movie
came
first?
Well, because I've seen the musical once.
Oh, okay, got it.
And it felt like 30 hours long to me.
Well, because there's what 4 million more songs
yeah,
than in the movie.
So
the movie
songs.
Did a pretty good job cutting. It was yeah.
yeah
it's
but
long.
It's in their I whole was like catalog. Introduced the movie as a child. So
yeah, of course.
And that was like the one movie that I watched. And then
to this day, the Mamma Mia movie, I think, is one of the best
Are
movie
you
musicals.
A first or second? Which one is your...
the first?
Okay, good.
I love ABBA. I'm a huge ABBA fan. I know like all their songs. Well, not some of the really obscure ones. When you go into their catalog,
right,
you're like, there's
yeah,
some
yeah.
strange ones here. But I was in the workshop last summer of Muriel's Wedding.
Yes, right.
And if you know the movie, ABBA sort of is the soundtrack to a lot of this film.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pre-Mamma Mia. So, which is kind of a big deal because, you know, I think it helped bring it back into the zeitgeist, that film. But in the musical, ABBA gave the rights to the musical, like
right,
so you could
yeah,
sing
yeah.
ABBA songs in it, and ABBA, all four of them are characters in the show, like in her mind, in
oh.
Muriel's brain. So I played Bjorn of ABBA.
Okay,
fame.
Yeah.
So,
I was looking at your resume.
Oh,
I do,
is
like,
that right?
I, like, stalk people.
Is that on my resume?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
I updated it?
Mm-hmm.
Good for me.
The only
I feel like
that's
I'm
technically not, I would say it's not updated.
Oh my God, tell me.
I think it says, I mean, like it's been a little bit. But you have it says that you have 225 plus thousand followers.
Oh, got it.
And you're at like 245 or something.
Something
right
a little higher.
A little bit higher.
Okay, so I got to update it. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
No, I need to do a few updates on that old website.
You should add some of your, because you've done stuff with like Theory now.
I have.
And you've done like coverage and stuff.
Oh, that should like be on my resume. I love it, but I'm like, oh wait, you're totally right. Yeah, I need to. Yeah, okay. I need to go on my website.
To know, I offer this as like you can pay me to do this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm clearly very good at it. Oh my gosh. Okay, great.
No, I stalk people on your when you come on because I'm like, I don't want to be the person who's like.
So like, what's your deal? Yeah, that's great.
But like, legitimately being like, so what do you do? Like, I know you're an actor.
Yeah,
actually do shit. Like, real. If I was like, I just brought you on because you have this many TikTok followers.
Yeah, it's like I don't know a thing about you. Let's like learn. Let's learn. I wouldn't mind that, but this is better.
I like being like, yeah, we could be friends. just by looking at your resume.
Like, yeah, it's like, correct. Oh, interesting. Also, you did this in school. Cool.
You did this and you did that.
Yeah.
You have an episode on Netflix coming out tomorrow.
Wait. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes. Also, oh my God. You're really on top of it.
Welcome to the podcast. I asked you your name and this is how far.
No, I love that. No, it's just a flowing conversation. We already covered ABBA and Mamma Mia and Six and,
which we never finished any of those conversations.
No, no. I mean, so the listener's probably like, wait, is anything going to finish?
No, it's not. Never.
Just that essentially finishing the ABBA conversation. I just love ABBA and that's it.
I've been looking for some ABBA records.
Oh, great. Like, well, the Voulez-Vous album is the one you got to start with, in my opinion.
I've been looking for it.
The Voulez-Vous, it's like a blue cover.
I don't necessarily want to like buy it new. I want to
you'll find it. You'll find it.
Well, there's one that one place that I went to, there's a record store like in my hometown.
Great.
And they always have something ABBA.
Oh,
but it's
great.
It's like, one, I'm not the biggest ABBA fan, yeah. But it's also songs that I'm like, I have no idea.
Oh my God. My favorite ABBA or ABBA, however you say, both are correct. according to me. But people in Australia, because the musical, we're back, the musical Muriel's Wedding, like it takes place in Australia. And they always say ABBA, like ABBA.
Right.
But everyone else sort of says ABBA, but because now I'm saying ABBA.
Wait, did you have to do an accent?
Yes. So for ABBA, we did like a sort of Swedish accent, like a sort of bastardized Swedish accent, which was so much fun because there are such comedic forces in the show. So yeah. it's part of it. It's in her brain. It's not the real people.
Right, right, right.
And then whenever we were in our ensemble characters, we had to speak an Australian accent.
I wish I could do accents. I
can't do a lot of them. Australian I can do, and I guess I can do a silly Swedish accent. And occasionally a British accent. But I once had to do a Scottish accent for like a reading and it was so hard. I was so stressed.
Scottish is hard.
But some people get it instantly. Some people are like, no, Irish and Scottish.
Oh no, I took because we had to take accents and dialects in school.
Yeah, of
course. And we only did a semester of it. Mm-hmm. But I remember I was like, we could kind of choose which one we were learning. Like it was so fast and furious. I think it was only an 8-week course or something like that. No, I guess it was a whole semester. But we were trying to get through like literally like 100 accents in like the one semester, like, as you do. And it was like, so we're going to learn this, but you can also do this. And then it was your choice. So everyone technically learned it, but then whatever monologue you did,
you
got to choose which one you were doing. And I was like, I could totally do Irish.
Did you do Irish? Is that what you went with?
I did some Irish.
Some Irish.
And that's the only word I can say.
I'm so Irish. Like my entire family, I'm very, very Irish. Super white listener. and so I'm disappointed that I'm disappointing my ancestors, and I can't really do the accent.
I know Irish and I can say Tartitree.
Tartitree? That's not bad. Do you know A Man of No Importance, that musical?
I do. I've seen it. We did it.
You did it at Columbia College?
We did it at Columbia
in
College.
Chicago?
Yeah.
Wait, that's fun.
I wasn't in it because I was here at Telsey. Entering at Telsey, but I flew back. Oh, that's a really fun story, actually.
I flew back
because my friend was playing... Baldy, is that his name? No. Is that a completely different show?
I don't know like all of the character names.
The really old guy.
Sure. No, Baldy's right.
Okay, yeah. Good. My friend Cal was playing that role and I flew back. I surprised them. And I was like, I'm gonna come see your show. Oh. And I showed up like literally that day.
Sure.
And I told them. And I was there for less than 24 hours. I was supposed to be there for less than 24 hours.
Oh, got it.
Because I had chosen to like fly out on Friday, like I just missed a day at Telsey.
Sure.
Saw the show on Saturday and was going to literally come back. No, I flew in the day of. That's what was
day
happening.
Of the show.
I flew on Friday, the day of the show, and I was going to fly back the next morning.
Sure.
My flight was at like 6:50. I don't know what in my right mind thought, go see a show and then go hang out with them after the show. And then go and try and get on a flight at Chicago O'Hare, which is an hour away from you.
Great.
At 6:50 in the morning, which means you have to be there at 5:50, which means you have to leave at 4:30.
That's a
which
normal
means
time to
when
wake
you
up.
Like get home at 1 a.m.
Yeah, of course.
It's like I might as well just leave now, but I didn't. And I woke up, hadn't heard my alarm, nothing. Looked at my phone, it was 6:50. I was like,
oh great,
I'm supposed to be in the air right now.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
lovely.
Supposed to be airborne. Did you make it back?
I did.
Okay,
I called
good.
And they they didn't actually rebook me. They just made me buy a whole new ticket.
Wait, what?
I spent another like $650.
Oh my God. That is a that's an expensive.
I know, because
sleep
it was
in.
The day of.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
But I was like, my mom was like, you should have just been rebooked.
Yeah, because you weren't on the flight. Like, you shouldn't pay for a flight you weren't
that's
on.
That's what I was saying. And the woman was like, sorry, we can't do that. And I was like, and this is before COVID. This was before. Yeah. Like, and I was like, that. It's totally not a thing, but I have to get back because I have work tomorrow.
Yeah, you're so like, I don't even have time to fight this. I just
guess
have to pay.
I will just pay the $650.
Oh my God, that is devastating.
It was a very expensive chicken sandwich, yeah, basically. Woof, is what I
woof and a half. All to see a man of no importance.
I know, but it was a good show. Do you know the name Jermaine Hill?
I don't, it's a beautiful name. Should I?
He was, maybe. I love Jermaine.
Okay.
He was the music director for Color Purple at the Muni this past year.
Oh, very cool.
And
very
he's doing
cool.
Rent this year.
Oh, because the Muni's doing Rent. The mm-hmm. Muni has, that last season was insane. I thought it, they.
That was like Legally Blonde,
Sweeney
Matilda.
Todd.
Was it Kinky doing Boots? Matilda?
I don't know. But maybe I remember looking at it and I'm like, this is a season and a half. I was like,
I
oh.
I think they did.
I don't know.
They did like Chicago or Cabaret.
Oh,
or
but they had to do Chicago again. I hope the listeners like, I this is so fascinating to me. We love this. Because I'm like, this is the kind of conversations I have, but we're just recording it. No, I love the Muni season. That's what this whole thing is. Perfect. Yeah. I just want you know. I hope the fellow nerds are enjoying us to talk about this.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I loved the Muni season last year. My goal this year is to see a show at the Muni. I've never seen
a
show.
I really want to go see one of the, I don't care.
One of them.
They're
I know
doing
they're
doing Carole King this year.
They're doing Beautiful, yes.
And I have never seen Beautiful.
Oh, it's so good.
And I want
it's great.
To. I mean, I've seen Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean.
But I really want to like actually see
and
it.
And I'm sure it's going to be an amazing
and
production.
I'm sure they're going to get, I wouldn't be surprised if they were like, hey, Kennedy Calgo, will you come back and do this?
Yeah,
like,
do you mind just coming back real quick?
Hey, Shalina Kennedy.
The Muni doesn't mess around. I mean, they're doing it.
I want to do a show at the Muni.
Oh, it'd be so
I think
fun.
I would die.
I would die
because
doing
I'm
a show
really
at the
bad
Muni.
In heat. Like, I don't
oh,
do
you would
heat
die
very
that
well.
Way. I would die because I would be so overwhelmed.
That too. Well, is Muni like. It's not summer stock, technically.
No.
But it's a 2-week process.
No, it's not technically summer stock because you're not. It's not like a group of actors doing every show.
Right.
They really cast. You know, I think it's quick, like the load out and the load in of the, you know, the next show is really, really quick. Could the turnover? But no, I think every show, I think there's probably some people who do a couple shows at the Muni during a summer.
I always think that I could do it. And then I'm like, they do shows where you have to dance.
No, that so we share this issue. we share this issue.
And I'm like, I would not be able to
I know.
Learn that fast.
No. No, simply no. I need some rehearsal
like,
time.
Like even the fact that, what is the show that I'm seeing in DC? What is it called? Sunset
what?
Boulevard.
Sunset Boulevard. Oh my God. I was like, wait, what are you talking about? Yes,
no,
you're seeing
all
Sunset
I think
Boulevard.
It was Flying Over Sunset, which is
which
not
is a
the same
very
show.
Different show.
But Sunset Boulevard started their rehearsals on Monday.
That's right.
And I'm like, wait, but you open February and it's
in like 2 minutes? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would not
I could
do
learn
that.
Music that quickly.
I can learn
I'm like,
music
yeah,
in
I'm like,
days.
I can, yeah, or lines.
Right.
But if you give me a hard combination, I don't even remember the dancing in Sunset Boulevard. I'm sure it's significant, but I would need some time. And if a casting director is listening to this, I can do it. I just
I can
cast
totally
me
triple.
And I'll figure
it's,
it out.
I can kick my face with my head.
I definitely can't do that. I can't kick my face. I definitely, dancing never brought me a lot of joy doing. So I love watching it. Like, oh my God, take me to any dance show.
I'm so excited for Dancin'.
Oh my God. See, perfect example. I'm probably going to see that a million times.
I love Fosse.
Yeah, oh my, the best. We love Bob
Fosse.
Fosse in this
I actually
house.
Love dancing Fosse.
Oh, great.
For
yeah.
some reason, like, I don't want to say for some reason.
I think because it's
I
so specific.
It's so specific, and the way my brain works, I'm like, I need you to spend 20 minutes on that one point.
Yeah,
that's
and
how
then
I'm going
you'll
to,
drill it correctly,
right.
as opposed to, you know, a wash of a huge combination
right,
and you
right,
don't
right,
remember
right,
anything
right.
when
yeah.
you learn it. I like the specificity of that too. Not that I've ever, anytime I'm in a show, I'm always cast as the non-dancer. Like, so I was
same.
In Cabaret, but I was Cliff in Cabaret.
Okay, yeah, right.
So
right.
I was like, I'm going to be sitting on a chair.
And Shanna Vanderwerk, if you're listening, I'm a total dancer.
Yeah,
please don't
for sure.
Call me out. I call myself a very strong mover.
You're a very strong mover. I probably would take away the very and call myself a strong mover. I just think if you give me the combination and some time, like there was.
If you give me some time,
yeah,
I can
I'm
totally
like, I,
do
you know,
it.
I can do it. it. I can.
Like, I sit and watch Six, and I'm like, I could never do that. Or I sit and watch Anne Juliet, and I'm like,
no, the clips I've seen of Anne Juliet, I'm like, and that is the kind that would intimidate me. Yes.
But then I'm like, I don't know, if you gave me, like, two solid weeks.
Oh, just forget it. Because I drill it. When I go home, I'm drilling.
Right.
Oh my God. I promise I'm the first person to know that perhaps it's my least strong of the three. So I'm at home as everyone else is going out. I'm at home drilling it. I'm watching the rehearsal footage and, you know, trying to get it down.
Please don't ever ask me to tap.
So that's the one thing that I really want to learn how to do. I did Anything Goes in high school. That's pretty much the extent. I have tap shoes that I got for Christmas like years ago. I have tap shoes that I've never tapped in once. They're like brand new and they're probably 2 or 3 years old. I need to get my ass to BDC and just break the seal, but I'm so nervous. Are these someone's headshots?
That's Hailee. I did her headshots.
Oh my God,
recently.
Fun. For those of you who are confused, we've gotten some headshots
that
pulled
was really
up.
Weird. Why
on
did that just...
I don't know, maybe just call in your name.
I guess. I have to finish editing them because she wants to use them for
really soon
for sunset.
Oh my God, great. Okay, perfect.
But yeah, no, I took two semesters in tap because we were required to.
Yeah.
I think I actually took three semesters technically. Tap does not make sense to me.
Mm.
Like my brain does not comprehend tap. It's
I
like
think
a
it's the one that
completely
does make
different
sense
language.
To me. I kind of like the sounds. I'm a Sondheim fan, so it feels right.
Are you really?
Are you kidding? Are you kidding? I just feel like, because I'm like, ooh, I like learning Sondheim hard patter stuff. And I feel like that's sort of what tap
and
is.
My friend was talking, because last year, I had four different auditions for four different productions of Into the Woods. All for Little Red or Cinderella.
Yeah, sure.
But most of them were like, if you're a soprano, please submit for Cinderella stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, great, 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 great. And I'm sitting here thinking, On the Steps of the Palace does not sound hard. It does not sound hard to my brain.
No, no.
And then I am over here trying it. And my friend's like, it's so easy. Just like sing it. And I'm like,
it's so easy. Just sing it.
Did you
famous last
watch
word.
The video of Jesse Mueller trying like five times with Seth Rudetsky to get the counting correct?
Oh, that's
because
right.
That's
oh,
me.
I love that video. Oh my God.
That's my most viral video on TikTok.
Is reposting that video?
Yeah, I posted it to TikTok. It has like 300 something thousand views.
I must have seen it because I love that video.
I think you did because I probably like every now and then I'll look through I don't usually look through who likes my thing because I don't usually care. But if someone pops up and I'm like, I know that face.
Yeah.
I usually go to the video and I go, hey, at so-and-so, I saw you like this, which means I'm on your For You page. And I just want to say, hey. And
bada-bing.
I think I've actually done that too.
Oh
before.
My God, that's wild. And look
probably.
Where we are now.
I know, right?
Oh my God.
So crazy. But tap just doesn't make sense to me, and I don't know why. I feel like it should. I feel like
it should make sense to you.
Yes,
it's never too late.
I'm a musical person.
Sure.
And I understand most things. Mm-hmm. So tap seems also, in my opinion, I mean, like tap has like what 7 steps to it, and then you just like put them all
and
together.
You put them all
to
together.
Make another step, and then you like that's
and it just gets just more and more complicated. Have you seen Funny Girl?
Yes, I have.
Oh my God,
I saw it with Beanie.
Oh yes, I've seen it with all of them.
I really want to see Julie.
Oh my God. Yeah. Go on a Thursday night.
I've not seen her.
Julie's doing it. Julie is brilliant in it. But the tapping in that show
is insane.
Is so incredible.
Jared Grimes.
Oh my God. I can't stand how good he is.
It's annoying.
It's like right before Cornette Man when he does his little tap thing and he's just like talking to the audience as he's hoofing. I can't believe how brilliant he is.
Have
in
you
that show.
Seen Some Like It Hot?
I have. The tapping in that was also
the tapping in
remarkable.
That is crazy. And when
the whole chase scene.
Oh my gosh.
That was one of the coolest dance numbers I've seen in a long time. That was
well,
wild.
Well, it's so fun because like that's so the style of like movies.
Yeah.
To have
like
a
yes.
Scene like
yes.
That, but the fact that they put it to dance, I was like,
it was pretty
kind of wonderful.
Remarkable.
And then when Christian Borle started dancing, I was like, what?
Christian was dancing.
It's happening. I was so confused.
I'm like, what? Like, I know you as Emmett. I know you as, you know, being in falsettos or,
have
I don't
you,
know.
This is kind of the same, but also not. Have you seen Spirited, the Apple TV?
No. Oh my God. Oh, I shouldn't say that I haven't seen it because they did send me a PR package, but I have not watched the movie yet. Was there like amazing dancing in it?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
first
great.
Off, like the dancing is the best part of that show.
Oh, great. Okay.
But
it.
Will Ferrell and what's the guy's name? Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
That? Yeah. They tap.
They tap in
like,
it?
They actually tap.
God, that I need to get my ass into tap lessons just to be able to whip it out, you know?
I want
to
go. So one of my friends, words.
Yeah. You just completely had a brain fart. One of my friends puts down the glass of wine. You're like, you completely powered down in front of me.
Anyway,
you went on sleep mode.
One of my friends teaches at BDC and has, yeah. says that he does beginner tap.
Yeah.
I don't. BDC is really confusing to me.
Because there's like little early beginner, mm-hmm. advanced beginner. Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't.
I've never taken a class there. I only know that because I sometimes mention them in my videos.
I've taken a beginner intermediate class. I did a Latin fusion class with them. Granted, I was in high school at this point. Mm-hmm. So I still wasn't really much. I was even less of a dancer than I am now. And I thought that was hard. And I was like, this should be advanced.
No. I think they're, I mean, it's Broadway Dance Center, so I'm pretty sure they are naming them scaled to, like, you're a dancer already.
But then I also took a beginner intermediate jazz class, mm-hmm. and it was, like, all the little Broadway kids. It was, like, the little Simbas. And,
oh, my God, cute.
And I was like, what class am
That's
I
the
in?
Class I belong in. I need all the little Simbas. I'm like, I'm sure school, they could dance circles around
it
me.
It was when School of Rock was happening, so, like, there were a few School of Rock
Oh, was that when, like, School of
there?
Rock, Matilda, Annie, mm-hmm. like, oh, were they, like, all happening at the same
it
time? Maybe Annie wasn't happening.
And it was so weird in my brain. I was like, yes, what you're talking about is called a jazz hands.
Yeah, jazz Let's hands.
Use like
that's the
terms.
One thing I can definitely do. I can do yeah, some jazz hands.
Like,
you know, yeah. absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know where that was going. I don't
who
know
knows?
How we started
at this
that
point. Who knows? We're a glass of
but
wine in.
I know. Would you like more?
No, I'm fine.
I was gonna say
I'm good for now. I have a dinner reservation at 9 p.m., so I just need to make sure I pace myself.
I also am meeting someone at 8 at Glass.
Oh, got
so
it, got it. Perfect.
Doing the same, amazing. Same game today. Okay, wait. So this is called I'll Drink to That.
Oh, great. Oh, cool. Great.
The show 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's like we're 30 minutes in. So this podcast, this great, podcast. Cool.
And I've never done this before because it's more fun to just like do this.
Oh, okay.
But someone was like, you should do a drinking game. And I was like, no.
Mm.
But because it is Sondheim and you are like literally one of the biggest Sondheim fans that I've ever met.
I really am.
And
yeah.
known. What is like, give me like anything about Sondheim. Just like.
anything about Sondheim. Anything. Oh my goodness gracious. Well, for those listening, Stephen Sondheim recently passed, may his memory be a blessing, but he sort of revolutionized the American musical and the musical theater. He wrote such shows as Into the Woods, Sweeney Todd, wrote the lyrics for West Side Story and Gypsy. He also did, you know, A Little Night Music and Passion and Follies and Company. It's many, many a show. And what's some interesting things about Sondheim that I can share with you? Well, he grew up with just his mom. His parents went through a divorce when he was younger. So he grew up just a little bit away, maybe like a mile away from Oscar Hammerstein, the second of Rodgers and Hammerstein. And his mom sort
this
of
is like
being,
a Broadway history lesson.
Oh, it is.
I didn't know any
you
of
You didn't know this?
No.
So his mom sort of being, his mom wasn't the best woman. His mom sort of being a celebrity hunter, is his words. They sort of took, you know, Steve and Sondheim in under their wing because he didn't really have a father figure. So Oscar sort of became that. And thus began sort of a mentorship between Stephen Sondheim and Oscar Hammerstein II, who, if you know Rodgers and Hammerstein, did Sound of Music and Carousel and Oklahoma and South Pacific, et cetera, The King and I. And
I always forget that South Pacific is a show.
It
I've
is,
seen it
sure
like
is.
Three times.
It is indeed a show.
I forget.
It's
the
there.
The first time I saw it was with Carmen Cusack and...
Oh, yeah, in Chicago?
No, it was in Charlotte. She was on tour.
Oh, got it. I just assumed because I think she... Isn't she a Chicago girl? Am I wrong? I just remember she did Sunday in the Park with George, another Sondheim show in Chicago. And I love watching the clips from
I
that.
I want to see Sunday. Columbia's doing Sunday this year.
Oh,
this
really?
Semester.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
I love it's my favorite of all of Sondheim's work.
I don't
work.
Know it. We did.
It's perfect. It's a perfect musical.
Wait, you sing? Oh, my God.
Wait, what? What?
So I'm producing, directing, producing. I don't even know what that term means.
Sure.
But a show at 54 Below called In Harmony.
In Harmony.
It's, I made that up because Jen Tepper was like, I need a name for the
oh,
show. And
sure.
I was like,
well,
this.
People like singing harmony.
Well, yeah. So that's the point. So the whole entire show is basically ensemble pieces.
Oh, fun.
Of like the most glorious harmonies that you can find on Broadway.
Oh, great.
And we're closing the show with Sunday.
I mean, it is the best. Yeah.
We are doing the Billy Porter version of Sunday.
Okay.
It's slightly different. It's
great.
The same, but it's got a little bit like of a
swing.
Groove at the bottom.
Yeah,
like,
but is it the same one that Robbie Inspirational Voices did? It's mm-hmm. that one. It's oh, that I one. Love that version. Yes, I was like, is that the Billy Porter
yeah,
version?
Yeah, I don't know who I'm going to get to sing like the lead line of it.
Yeah, sure, sure.
But
sure.
If you're interested in singing some
Harmony, I mean, just give me the date.
It's July 18th.
Oh my God, that is so far away. It is January 18th.
Do you know when I pitched that?
Oh my God, we're exactly 6 months out. That is so rich.
Do you know when I pitched that show?
When you pitched it? Yeah. Actually, in the fall of last
November.
Year. Yeah. That's
and that was the first date they could give me.
Yeah. 54 Below. They're not messing around. No. They are booked out.
I'm also doing, if you're a big Kelly Clarkson fan, I'm doing a 54 Sings Kelly Clarkson.
I don't know if I would be the best singer of Kelly Clarkson music, as we've discussed, but I'm sure that's a blast. I'm sure that'd
yeah,
be super fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. That's in May.
A little bit sooner than July.
I love going to see them. I don't have the money to go and see all of these.
They're,
shows.
Oh my God. I just bought tickets to my dear friend, Henry Platt's concert that's coming up in March. And I'm like, God, this really put a dent, but I can't miss it. It's my friend doing a 54 Below solo show. But I'm like, oh Lord, this is expensive.
My thing about 54 is you buy the ticket.
Yeah.
Plus the fees.
And then there's
you
the
have
minimum.
To spend the $25 minimum. And then everyone's like, Haswell Greens.
Oh, afterward? Yeah. It's like, oh, so we're going to Haswell Greens after? It's like, oh my God. So I'm going to get tequila soda for $15.
Right.
Yeah.
So if
you're listening and you're not from New York City and you're planning on moving here, you're going to completely understand what we're talking about within weeks of moving here. It becomes very clear.
Like that day,
you're going to go to 54 Below show and you're going to be like, oh, I spent my entire paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And then we're also going out after. Awesome.
Awesome.
But I don't, it's fun. It's fun.
Well, I'm kind of hoping people start moving their stuff to Chelsea Table and Stage.
No, I think a few actually locations are, you know, I mean, Andrew Barth Feldman's doing his show at a location I've never been to. And I forget, is it called Midnight Lounge? I think I completely made that up.
Wait, is that where?
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Oh my God, I nailed it. Okay.
Wait, I went to a karaoke thing there.
Cool.
If I'm remembering this correctly, mm-hmm. It's such a lovely venue.
People are, yeah. So I'm going there at the end of this month to see Andrew's show. And then, you know, there's Green Room 42. There's, you know, that more.
I've never seen a Green Room show.
You've never seen. It's Mm-mm. great. It's a great space. I used to work for a New York Musical Festival. Rest in peace. It went bankrupt. but they had a lot of programming there the summer I worked there. So I knew that space quite well.
I like Chelsea's layout is really weird.
Yeah.
Because it's so long.
It is a very long
but
space.
I am like friends / on Sam Pauly's team.
Yeah.
So I'm now there like very often.
There's, I think, in recent years, more performing spaces like that. I think 54 had a sort of monopoly for a second.
Yeah.
And that space isn't
like
even that old.
Because
it's, you know, it's,
it has like it's
under Studio 54.
Well,
it's, yeah, cool,
you know,
space.
And it's like, how many people get to say that they performed where like Barbra Streisand, Cheetah Rivera, and Patti LuPone?
That's pretty remarkable.
It's, you know. But
and the acoustics in that space as a performer are so amazing.
Yeah,
I've performed there a couple times and I'm like, I've never sounded better in my entire life. For some reason, when you're on that stage, apparently it's known for this. Like the acoustics of the space just make you sound delightful.
And it's crazy because every show I've been to, performers are performers, right? We're like humans. But every single time I go there, I'm like, am I listening to a recording? Like,
isn't that what it sounds like?
What in the world am I listening to? Because the way that they have their EQing for their mics,
they're popular for a reason, not just because it's a convenient performance space.
Like, pretty good food.
The food, the drinks are amazing. I sort of miss them. They used to have a drink, I think called Rosemary's Turn, they got rid of it. And I'm like, why? Cause I thought that one, the name was so clever.
Right.
And two, I was like, oh, I kind of miss this drink, but I'm going there probably a few times in the next couple months. And I'm excited. I always have an amazing time when I'm there.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
And my other favorite thing is that there's not really a bad seat.
No, unless you're like sitting at the
right
bar.
Right at the stage.
I think the bar is so far away. I mean, if you want, part of why I love the space is because it's very small. Like mm-hmm. when I was watching
very
all
intimate.
Those clips online, like because you see, you know, your favorite performers,
famous
you know, whatever.
In my video.
And then I saw, yes. And then I saw, If my first show, I think I maybe saw Kyle Dean Massey's solo show or something. It was something like that. And I was like, this space is tiny. It feels bigger when you're watching it from home. And then you arrive. Yes. Car going by.
You're going to hear that on the thing. Too.
I hope you do. I hope you do. I love how intimate it feels. So, the bar seating is maybe, but I think those are also the cheapest tickets. So it's probably
the best. And those are the $35 tickets.
Which is not cheap. Like $35. No. I spent that on a Broadway show.
Plus 25. So
yeah, plus 25.
Plus 25.
And you're like,
but
oh,
that's why
God.
Like Chelsea Table, because they have the same prices, but there's no minimum.
There's no minimum. Okay.
You don't have to buy anything at Chelsea.
That's good to know.
You can just sit and
enjoy. Should probably make me want to buy something.
Right.
Because I don't have to, so I probably want to.
And they have like, the ambiance there is really nice. Have you been to Chelsea?
Once before.
Yeah, the ambiance is really nice. And after the show, there's a bar upstairs.
Love a bar upstairs. Love it.
I don't know what it's called, but
I don't know what it's called.
There every night, and they have a very nice view of.
Of.
I mean, it's not super high,
but
you can
see some of the city.
Some of the city.
Some of the city.
Like, some of the really famous buildings. I lived here for since October.
Some of the really famous. See, we're recording this from New Jersey, so.
We are.
We're in a different state, actually.
You can see the city right there. It's right through there.
We are in a different. I'm from California. So the concept of just being able to really quickly get to another state is really foreign to me. So this is crazy. We're not New York. We're in New Jersey.
Which is why when people are like, I'm going to Uber, I'm like, wait, you're going to pay the fees to go across a border?
Does it cost money to do that?
I think it does, because they're toll.
I should check, because I did, okay, full disclosure, I did Uber here, listener, and I didn't really check how much it was cost, because I was like, oh my God, it's so quick. Wasn't that far of a drive.
It's probably $20 to $30.
Oh, great. Perfect. Yeah. That's a fine.
because the like going through the Lincoln Tunnel is a toll road. I'm pretty sure. There's
toll?
Like a toll? Or there's a toll there.
But it's not like only a couple bucks?
Thing. It's only a few dollars, but like Uber's also
where, oh, like, they're like, hey,
they have to pay for the whatever.
Yeah, for the
I don't
pass.
Know.
Again, listener, I hope this is fascinating for you. Oh my God, I'm dying at a 1 a.m. glass house. That is so rich. That is so classic.
It's very classic. I mean,
so Broadway.
It's so easy to get there. Actually, I was there yesterday and Colin Jost walked in.
Oh my God.
And I said hi to him, which was like really strange.
Bless.
Sorry if you're listening to this, Colin.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. You said this was last night?
Yeah, this was last night.
So it was a Tuesday.
Yeah, I think
so
we were just coming from rehearsal.
You're definitely coming from rehearsal or writing. Or
the guy who works at Jimmy Fallon, who's kind of like the host, but not Jimmy Fallon. I guess Jimmy Fallon is the host. Who's
Oh, you mean like his like sidekick person?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He
who
was
is
there
it?
Too,
okay,
I'm
very
sure.
cool, very cool. All
and
the
I'm people sure
from 30
people
Rock
that
just
I
coming
just
on down.
Don't know. Anyway, I was saying that, but I also don't watch SNL.
You don't?
No.
I definitely do.
I've watched bits and pieces of it, and I know his segment. I know Colin's
segment. Oh, sure, yeah.
But, like, I don't sit every...
I just love
cable,
it.
So
I you know, I think it's always been a little dream of mine to be on the show, so I always watch it to see,
I
you
love
know, what's
watching
going on.
Comedy.
Yeah.
It like, causes so much anxiety in me to think that someone would want me to ever do comedy or...
Interesting.
Ever.
Interesting.
I am not a dramatic actor. I love doing comedy.
Sure, sure.
But also that kind of comedy.
Scares
you. Along with improv.
Yeah. I'm not like an improv. Like I've never took a class at UCB or whatever. I definitely prefer sketch. But I love comedy. I mean, all of my videos are comedy videos.
Annie Bryant was a Columbia.
College?
Columbia College alum.
Great.
Found that out. I don't know if she ever graduated though.
I don't know.
I
wouldn't
like
know.
Most of the famous people from my school never actually
That's
graduated.
Fine. I went to USC and a lot of famous people went to USC but dropped out early.
Same with Northwestern.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot
Cats.
Of people went to Northwestern and then...
And then dropped out.
Dropped out. Yeah. Megan Mullally went to Northwestern. Didn't even get through...
Of course.
A year, I don't
but
think.
But a few great people did graduate. I think... who went there? This like literally doesn't matter, but I think Colbert went there and Julia
mm-hmm.
Louis-Dreyfus went
yes,
there.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, there's some Wildcats.
Catherine Hahn went there and I think
oh,
she
yeah.
actually did graduate grad school.
I think
school.
So, too. I think
she,
so, too.
But she picked up... What is that show? I should know this. Everyone should know that I'm like the biggest Catherine Hahn fan.
I love Catherine Hahn.
What is the show?
Boeing.
Oh, Crossing Joining. Crossing Joining. Crossing Jordan.
Crossing Jordan. Crossing Joining.
Crossing
Jordan. I thought you were going to talk about her first Broadway credit.
Oh, no. Yeah. That was way Boeing, after Boeing. Crossing Jordan. Crossing Jordan was an NBC show.
It was
a medical drama.
Oh, yeah.
And you can watch it on Roku TV.
Oh,
if
my God.
Wants to know.
In case this episode is sponsored by Roku TV.
But yeah, she did that. It's a medical drama and they work in a morgue.
a morgue. Mm-hmm. Got it. I bet she was incredible. She's incredible in everything she's in.
It's really interesting because they start her as like this, like, did you ever watch NCIS?
No.
Okay. Well, listeners, if you ever watch NCIS, you know you have like the character who's kind of like very goth and she's very like quirky and like
oh,
weird.
Sure.
Because like Abby is that in NCIS. That was Catherine Hahn's character.
Oh, very fun.
In Crossing Jordan. But as you move on, they start adding more color to her wardrobe. And then she becomes the like best friend Catherine Hahn that you know her as. From,
oh,
like,
but it had to evolve. They had to figure that out.
Because the first time you see her, she has her hair in like the 90s, like chopstick look with like liner. And she's wearing like red and black. And it's very like sensual for the 90s.
Sensual for the 90s. The title of my podcast.
And you're sitting there and you're like, And then you watch the last episode and you're like, you're in pink.
Got it.
But every now and then she would carry around her like
Crossing Jordan.
She had a coffin bag purse. You know, they worked in a morgue. So
yeah, I mean, hey, it's fitting.
But it was like her in like outfit that kind of looks like pink Chanel.
Got it.
But it was she was carrying like this black coffin purse.
I hope Catherine's listening. She'd so appreciate this in depth.
I've tried to get her on the show like twice now.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
So oh my God. Holy shit.
I've interviewed her before.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
How that happened. She's one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Oh my goodness gracious. I mean, I love her. I would die for her.
Her and Lisa and Walter are my current.
Got it. Like, your current
obsessions
got
right
it.
Now. Because Lisa's doing Abbott Elementary, mm-hmm. which if you haven't watched
I love Abbott Elementary.
I love it. There's an episode coming out tonight at 9.
Here we go.
I don't know what it is.
I'll be at dinner.
I know, me too. I always forget that they're coming out with new episodes, and I'm like, yes. I wonder what's on Hulu. And then
you're like, I know what's on Hulu. Same thing with Drag Race being on again. I'm like, yes.
Okay, I have never seen an episode
That's
of
okay.
Drag Race.
I think you would love it. I mean, everyone. I think I would love it.
Like, I almost started it, but the thing is I don't really know where to watch, like, not...
The current season, like, but starting, like, where's the starting place for an old season?
Yeah, well, because the one, like, what I keep seeing is All Stars, is Drag Race All Stars.
Oh,
I know
you shouldn't
different
watch that
to Drag
first.
Race.
I mean, I think you should start with season 4 and then go to season 5.
But is it on Hulu? Is that where you watch
it? It is on Hulu, I think.
Oh, okay.
I used to be, oh my God, there's so many different streaming platforms it's on.
Well, that's what someone was saying. They were like, RuPaul has like done the thing where they go, they're like on Hulu and then they're on Netflix and then they're on like this. So you have to sign up for all these platforms.
I think now it's on, it used to be on Paramount Plus and now, oh my God, is it on Hulu? No, it's on.
Something's on Hulu.
It's on some, I don't know. I can't keep track. I can't keep track of all these streaming platforms. I'm so overwhelmed by it. It is so ridiculous.
Here's a total like segue. I think that's the weirdest thing now with social media.
Oh, yeah. Being like, yeah.
Into the Woods was our first time meeting.
Oh, yeah.
But we had spoken before. But like.
No, we met at that.
I guess we met at
the Audible event.
Yeah. Good Enemy. Is
Good Enemy.
Called? But.
Yeah.
Like my friend Hailey, who's headshots.
Yeah. Yeah. Who popped up. Yeah.
We've known each other since the start of the pandemic.
Oh, got it.
Through TikTok. But we didn't meet until last year.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort
and
of the future, right?
The weirdest.
I know some people on social media that I haven't met before. I've only met, you know, a couple times, but like I actually recently attended a wedding of two friends that I made via TikTok, and our physical time spent together isn't very large. So when I got the invitation in the mail, I was like so honored and being like, cause I feel the same way about them. I'm like, I love you guys. I feel like I know you guys so well. And I love that you're getting married. And I would obviously go if you invited me, but to get the invite back, I was like, God, I guess this is the future. Like just cause we haven't been in a physical space together for very long doesn't mean I wouldn't be invited to their wedding.
Well, and my equivalent to that is like when I'm on Instagram and I'm watching people's stories and then all of a sudden I realize that I'm on someone's private close friend story.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
really me?
Me? We've never met in person before, but I'm on your close friend story. I feel very special.
Very special. It is pretty wild. I mean, just this whole social media thing. I'll never get over it. I think it is the craziest. It's changed my life so much. I met some of my best friends through it. I probably wouldn't have, you know, moved to New York as fast as I did if it weren't for, you know, the TikTok of it all. So very grateful for it, but also it's terrifying. And
I've been
weird.
Introduced to a lot of people just through.
Yeah. I mean, that's the reality of today. I mean,
social media, I've had people be like, will you come and do this reading? And I'm like, I don't live in New York City. Sorry.
Oh, sure.
I can't
You're like, sorry.
Do
yeah.
that for you. But I would if I
mean,
could.
But how great is that? I mean, or being invited to, you know, shows for free. Like that was some of the best things that's ever come from the TikTok, being like, oh, like you're sort of an influencer. Do you want to just come and maybe, you know, hopefully you'll post about it. And I'm like, I would definitely come. So it's been a very special and something I'm really, you know, something I really don't take for granted. I think it is the coolest thing. And, I'm here. I haven't been here for like 6 months even yet.
You and I moved at the same time.
Oh, in October, 2022. Yeah. I mean, but that's what I love about this city is that you kind of really have to hit the ground running, like no matter where you are. My apartment is so far from done. I'm like, oh God, I should finish this.
Jess, do you want water now that I'm like sipping?
No, I'm great. How much longer are we doing this?
However long.
Are you serious?
We can literally end whenever.
Oh my. Because I was like, hasn't it been like a million years?
It's been 2 hours.
It's been 2 hours.
We should get here.
I could hear four.
It's been like an hour and a half.
An hour and a half.
I can actually tell you how long. How long have
we been recording?
An hour and 44 minutes.
An hour and 44 minutes. I mean, like, there's no way people are going to listen.
What I'm actually probably going to do is all of the Sondheim stuff is going to be in one.
You know, you just look at your phone, you're like, why are so many people texting me? Did I post something embarrassing online? They're so low because it's closing. Okay, I was like going to maybe see Merrily Roll Along again tomorrow, but I can't. Let's go. Because I'm seeing Hamilton tomorrow instead. This is literally the texts very in real time.
I wanted to see Merrily.
It's you have to pay for a ticket or go in the cancellation line. It is sold out. You have to go in the cancellation line is how you're going to get a ticket.
Well, because I was told that I really need to see it in this space that it's in.
Oh,
it's
in
so
New York
small
Theater Workshop.
And intimate.
Yeah, it is transferring with the same cast. So if you can't, you can't. But it is really cool seeing it. Because you're like, I cannot believe that all these stars are on the stage playing for. And there's no bad seat in New York Theater Workshop because every seat is right there.
Right?
So it is pretty remarkable.
Well, I'm friends with Leanna. And so I would love to see her. But I am also if anyone's listening, I'm jobless. I don't have a job.
Oh, love it.
So if anyone wants to hire me so I can actually make money to go and see these shows,
I see.
So
it's hard to make money and see shows. I mean, people will give you tickets for free, which is great, but
I'm fine with that too.
To make money doing it is a
No,
is
no,
a
no, I don't
beast.
Need to make money. I just need to make money somehow to pay for tickets.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Got
it, got it. I'm like, I don't know if you can get paid to see shows.
No,
yeah.
Currently I am like spending and
yeah,
I'm not
hemorrhaging money
anything.
And not receiving. Yeah, just
so,
we're at a deficit.
Yeah, which is so funny because I've applied to Anthropology 3 times and they've denied me all 3 times.
Anthropology?
Mm-hmm.
Love that store. One of my favorite lamps I own is from Anthropology.
I think it's truly because at Anthropology, I think you have to wear the clothes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm too short for most of
them. Is that really? Oh my God, that's
like seriously, because they don't have petite, really.
Yeah.
So I can't wear most of their clothes and I feel like part of it is like, them being like, oh, you're 5'1". I don't
to apply 3 times
in different places too.
Different locations.
Chicago here.
Maybe one day you're going to get that job.
It's one day. Also applied to Madewell because jeans.
Rock.
I love jeans.
Yeah.
But I would love to do Broadway marketing.
I mean,
Broadway
it's PR, happening.
Broadway. I've applied to 2 different places. Did not get either of them.
It's okay. It's
for
a
social media marketing.
Fierce, it's a fierce, you know.
I don't have any like background in marketing. I've just been doing this.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, got it. Yeah, yeah.
Years.
It's tough because, you know, some people.
There are people that are much
PR
more qualified than I am.
And all that shit. But yeah, you just have to like rock an interview. You'll get a job.
I just want to work at like I want to do like the 6 Instagram or I want to do the Wicked Instagram. Like I want to do their social media because.
Oh, wait. Yeah, we met.
Broadway social media is so sad.
Some shows do it really well, though.
Some shows do it really well.
Have you seen, speaking of marketing for Broadway shows, and then we may have to end because I'm going to piss my pants.
Do you want to take a break?
No, this is good. This is good. It's making me talk faster and focus. have you looked at the Bad Cinderella social media happening right now? It is chaos.
It's the most amazing thing. Do you ever watch So Random as a kid?
No.
We're basically the same age. So
So Random?
Yeah, were you a Disney kid or a Nickelodeon kid?
I watched both, but I don't remember
So Random is Disney.
Okay.
And it was with Demi Lovato. It was the first thing Demi Lovato ever really did.
Oh,
really
wow.
Big. And like,
So Random.
The guy in Starstruck. Whatever his name is.
Oh my God. No, I know his name.
Something Knight,
just
right?
Sterling Knight.
Sterling Knight was in it. Like it was like a whole thing and it was basically SNL. Oh, but for children.
Oh, okay. So like all that on.
Yes.
I don't think I saw so.
And they did a thing of the real princesses of New Jersey.
Yeah.
And it's basically.
It's the same
thing. The whole entire.
It's the same thing.
Marketing campaign that Bad Cinderella is doing.
Bad Cinderella. And then like, did you see what they just posted with the prince being like spare? Did you see that? Well, Prince Harry just came out with his book.
Right.
It's called Spare. And they just, just posted a photo of like the character. I don't know the show, but it must be relevant because he's a prince. But it's like a picture of him and it says Spare, like as if like he wrote the book. And it is like so chaotic. I'm like, who made this? But it's hilarious because it's people are sharing it. I'm like, that's a strong social media strategy because I think they sort of know that their marketing has to be tongue in cheek. After the I'm not your Cinderella,
yes,
I'm your bad
they
Cinderella.
They have to figure it out. That.
So, but that's brilliant marketing, but not a lot of shows. Like, I think, I love Spotco. I'm saying this out loud. I love them. I've seen them do incredible work. I think one of the reasons Avenue Q won the Tony Award is because of Spotco's marketing. That being said, I really wish there was more time to market K-pop correctly because I think there were so many exciting opportunities if that show, you know.
K-pop was with AKA, I think.
I think they were with Spotco.
Were they really?
I would bet money. Should we look it up?
Wait, maybe I'm thinking of...
Let's look
PR
up.
Was AKA.
But marketing.
But I think social media might have been.
Social media. Well, let's freaking check.
Find out.
Hold on. Opening the phone. Who did. How do I look this up? The marketing for. Because I don't want to put Spotco. I'm not even putting them under the. There wasn't enough time to market, you know? They had to close so early. The marketing team. This is fascinating podcast material for K-pop. Broadway. Hold on. How do I find this? Who did the
It would be on, if Spotco did it, it would be on their website, would it not?
Oh, let's do that. Spotco.com. Yeah, K-pop. Spotco is K-pop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We got it. We got to the bottom of it.
We got it.
Oh, I need to see Leopoldstadt. I'm looking at this list of what they're doing.
Leopoldstadt is...
People love it.
So good.
Yeah. Okay, I got to see that.
I got a... How did I get... Oh, I got it through TDF. I got a $59 ticket through TDF.
Oh, great.
That's okay. How I got it.
I'm on TDF.
They have a few dates this month, I think. I don't
remember. Oh my God, yes.
All of them.
I was just invited to a different Broadway show. I love this. I love checking my email. Okay, great.
If anyone's listening, I am so available because I obviously don't have a job. So if anyone wants to let me come to a Broadway show.
It's such a gift.
Please let me come.
Please let me go. Well, is there any final questions you want to add, we should talk about?
Yeah, so this is the final question.
And yeah, would you ask the same things every time?
You could. Yeah, I do.
Okay, great. Send them my way.
Okay, final question of the podcast, which is funny because I'm going to split this into two podcasts probably is what's going to happen. So, what is your signature drink?
A spicy margarita.
Oh, that was fast.
Yeah. That's my signature.
Like if we were to go to out in a bar and I'm like, okay, I'll go get you a drink. If I got you a spicy margarita, you would just be like, this is exactly what
I'd be
I
thrilled.
Wanted.
Like a skinny spicy margarita.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Skinny as in like, it is not a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause I like the taste, you know, lime, tequila. Mm-hmm. That's all I really need. So yeah, my signature drink. Also, I make a good one. Like I make a good spicy margarita.
Are you a ranch water person? Do you like
I love ranch water. Okay. I think it's great.
I either speak to people who are like, I love a ranch water. Or they're like, I have no idea what that is.
Oh, no. Ranch water family. Yeah.
Okay, good.
No, my entire family is like a tequila family. We do that. We used to sort of be vodka girls. And then one of our dear family friends, like they sort of are investing in a tequila company. So we just grew up having like cases of tequila. So we're like, okay, better.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just love it so much. And I like the taste of it. I like
tequila.
Yeah.
Tequila just tastes better than vodka. I don't know.
Vodka doesn't taste like anything. It just tastes like
rubbing
poop.
Alcohol.
Yeah. Which is good in a right cocktail. Like vodka, like it brings out.
In a martini, I will take a vodka over a gin martini.
I like don't do martinis. Really? There's too much. I'm like, I'm going to die. I'll do an espresso martini. I mean, I don't drink coffee. So if I drink an espresso martini, I am wired. It is cuckoo banana. So yeah, that is what is yours? Can I ask that back to you?
Probably ranch water.
Oh, great. Okay, great.
That's usually like my go-to.
Which is, so ranch water for you is Topo Chico, lime, and tequila. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay.
Or a bourbon and ginger.
Yeah, which you offered me today.
I did.
Absolutely turned down because I will not be drinking bourbon tonight. That is cuckoo bananas.
Yeah, I have a whole
thing
of bullet right there.
That is, oof, that is remarkable. I mean, it's really nice stuff. Bullet's good stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Bullet rye.
I don't drink it that often, obviously, because that's been sitting there since I moved here.
Yeah, no. Anything, give me a tequila drink or a Paloma. There's a drink that's at a restaurant called Republique in Los Angeles. Okay. And they have, I think, my favorite cocktail ever made. It's called the Grapefruit. And it's just, it's this beautiful grapefruit tequila drink. And it there's big ice cube in it. And it tastes delicious.
I think the only Paloma I've ever had. Have you ever had the Cutwater Palomas?
Is that the canned one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only Paloma I've had. And I didn't like it.
You have to fresh squeeze your grapefruit. That's huge. You can taste the difference. Like, you really can. And I'm my mother's son. My mom's always like, do you have fresh grapefruit? Before she orders a drink. And they'll be like, no. She'll be like, I'll do something else. But fresh grapefruit juice. A lot of people use like Squirt, which is great grapefruit soda. Mm-hmm. But I highly recommend you just do a little simple syrup and club soda, like sparkling water.
Yeah.
And tequila. And then that tastes amazing. I think it's, and then if you want to make it spicy, I'm a spice freak. I love things a little bit spicy. So hand that over. That's my long-winded answer to you.
A spicy margarita is a good choice, though.
It's so good.
I do love a margarita.
A salt tahine rim.
Yes. The only thing I hate is when you get a margarita and they're like, yeah, we make it in-house. And then you get it and you're like, this is a mix.
That's why I often order. If you order a skinny margarita, you will never have that problem because they can't use margarita mix. If you order a skinny margarita, it's just lime juice, tequila, and Cointreau or triple sec or whatever your orange liqueur is.
Noted.
And yeah, that's all they can put in it. That's what a skinny margarita is, the salt.
Because I always thought, because can't you like literally buy a bottle of like skinny?
That's skinny like girl margarita. So that's confusing. No, that's great. Things. Skinny girl margaritas are made by Bethany Frankel of Real Housewives.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Don't normally order a margarita because it's always a really gross
mix. No. You order a skinny margarita. Listener, if you've somehow made it 2 hours in, I guess you're splitting this into two, order a skinny margarita. And then if you are like, oh my God, this isn't sweet enough. Can I have a little thing of simple syrup?
Yeah.
You, like, put it in there. But they'll often, if you're at a bar that's not very good, Glasshouse would never use margarita mix. They wouldn't.
I don't think I've never ordered a margarita.
Not a Glasshouse.
Not a Glasshouse
wouldn't, but if you go to like a pub, they'd probably use, you know, margarita mix.
What if you were the person who brought Colin Jost a pre-mixed
Oh my God. I bet. He sounded pretty drunk, so I don't think he would even have noticed.
No, I think he definitely was drinking like old fashions.
That sounds more like him.
Mm-hmm.
He would order an old fashioned.
Yeah, and I swear he had like three.
Old fashioned. God, he would never see me order that. That is a hangover waiting to happen.
Really?
Oh my God. Any of those dark liquors?
They
taste kind of good, but I'm like, no, I'm not going to put myself through that. Is that that's not your only question. Is that your last question?
That's my last
question.
That's all I have.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm so serious.
Oh my gosh.
Unless you have another question that you want me to phrase to as a question.
Oh my God, can you imagine? I'm like, no, you have to ask about this. No, of course not.
Wait, do you have a Patti LuPone impression? Can you do one? Of you singing I'll Drink to That? I was told that I should get that.
I'll drink to that is how she would say it. Here's the other call. I'll just bomb. I'll drink to that. The captains of my new opera.
No words
whatsoever. No, at all. I'm not on behind. It's my best, Patti. It's not the best, but I'll drink to the...
Okay, plug your socials and then we'll
I'm at Tyler Joseph Ellis on, I guess, everything. Just Instagram and TikTok's all I use. So Tyler Joseph Ellis on all those. Yeah, follow me if you wish.
Well,
thanks for having me, Claire. Appreciate it. Bye.
Bye. If you like what you heard and you know you did, make sure you add us, subscribe to us on Apple and Spotify podcasts. You can follow me at claire.mcconnell. I'm also on TikTok at Claire McCon, but you don't really have to. That's whatever. I mean, still musical theater and Broadway. You can follow the Broadway Vlogs at the Broadway Vlogs on Instagram. Do I post there often? No, because the Instagram algorithm hates me. I literally get like 12 likes a post for some reason. So if there is anyone out there who really, really understands Instagram and algorithm and all of that kind of stuff, help a girl out, because I literally can't figure out Instagram. Unless I post Beetlejuice, no one sees it. And I like, not even my followers, not even our followers see it. Anyway, but do follow us and maybe you will see it. Maybe you'll be the lucky few. Check out the link in our bio on the Broadway vlogs. We have our website up, our YouTube up. If you want to join our Patreon, which I don't think anyone actually has, but we do have one if anyone is interested. We also have a Buy Me a Coffee, because of course it's called I'll Drink to That, and I would love to buy my people a coffee or a drink. And if you would like to be that person who donates a coffee to one of our guests, send in some money, send in your name, and whoever we have next, I'll let them know that you were the one that sent that bought their coffee. It's so fun. Anyway, next week you'll get Tyler Joseph Ellis and me talking about Sondheim and only Sondheim. We chat Company, we chat Into the Woods, because we were both at the final performance, which was amazing. And we chat some other things. Tyler dropped some facts. It'll be so much fun. And then I have a few more podcasts that are lined up and ready to go. I just got to edit them. And then we have some exciting guests coming soon, so hopefully those all happen, but I don't want to jinx it. So make sure you follow our Instagram and my Instagram, whichever one, because you will find out there who was coming on before. And that's it. That's all I got. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you next week. Bye.